Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Network across the state, wherever you're listening. Thank you for joining us today. I am not Maggie Dawn. I am Jimmy Cuska. I am the sports director here at Civic Media, and I am filling in today and tomorrow. We got a few more sports topics on the way tomorrow as I continue my mission to turn Civic Media from a news talk network into a sports network. I'm kidding. It's not my mission. It's just what I do when I get these chances on the air to talk sports, which is what I do here in just a second. Do want to thank everybody who's called in about the holiday and random acts of kindness. You can, we'll talk more about that later on in the show. So we'll bring that back for you later on. But before we get into all of that, coming up at 4 o'clock, Dom Salvia takes you the rest of the way this afternoon. That's coming up at 4 o'clock, the Dom Salvia show, coming up an hour from now. So that's what's coming up here on Civic Media. Going to dive into the sports world here for just a bit, and on the line is Mike Clemens. He is our sports reporter and anchor for Civic Media, and he is currently in Green Bay covering the Packers as they get ready to play the Vikings on Sunday. Mike, it is great to have you on. I believe this is the first time we have collaborated at any kind on an on-air segment, so I'm really excited for this moment. How are you going? How's it going, Mike?
Good. How are you?
Doing great, man. It is a fun week. A lot of people celebrating the holidays. I always think of the whole show today. We've been talking about just kind things people have done for others or have done for them. And that's, to me, the spirit of whatever holiday you're celebrating this week, or even if you aren't celebrating one. So we spent some time on that, which has been uplifting here this first hour. But we have you on to talk a bit about the game on Sunday, which is now a later afternoon start as the NFL moved it up to a 3:25 game on Sunday, the Packers and the Vikings. I guess I'll just start with this, Mike. I mean, this matchup, as always, is very interesting and very fun. It's even more fun when both of the teams have the records they do going into the postseason, and both teams are in the playoffs. So just from the start, you were just talking to people in Green Bay. You had the press conference here just a bit ago. How are things progressing in Green Bay as they get ready for Sunday?
Well, first of all, I just asked Jordan Love, and then I asked right guard Sean Ryan the same question. I said, you know, there's all these playoff scenarios and what seed number, you know, you could be. You clinched a playoff spot the other night with the 34-0 win over the Saints. But, you know, this is also a rematch against, you know, the NFC North Division opponent that beat you earlier this year, you know, here at Lambeau. And so, I mean, what's sort of your motivation? And both of them looked at me like it's the Vikings. Like they want to beat the Vikings. They're fired up to beat the Vikings. They love the idea of going to U.S. Bank and returning the favor and beating them. And I think they think they're a better team than the one that they, you know, played, than the where they were when they lost to the Vikings here. Was that week four or something here at Lambeau Field? You know, Jordan Love was coming off the knee injury that he suffered at the end of the week one down in Brazil against the Eagles. And so he wasn't 100%. And there's a lot of things that they have where they have found their identity, especially with Josh Jacobs, the running back now. They seem to have an answer. When they get the red zone, they got Josh Jacobs back there, and he's going to find the goal line and score. So there's a lot of things that they think that they've improved. The Vikings, though, they've kept on winning, man. They've had a phenomenal year. And I asked Matt LaFleur, I said, what do you make of Sam Darnold? I mean, all those years with the Jets, then he had a cup of coffee with the Panthers. And he was with the 49ers. Do you think that Kyle Shanahan's looking at what Sam Darnold has done this year for his old buddy, you know, Kevin O'Connell, and wondered, maybe I should have kept Sam Darnold instead of Brock Purdy? I mean, Sam Darnold's looked tremendous this year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's weird in the NFL how these things shake out, because there's a number of stories of quarterbacks who have gone from a franchise maybe that's underperformed, right? That, you know, you think of like the Jets or Cleveland or something, and then they go on somewhere else, and then all of a sudden they find success in a new home. And, you know, so there's an organizational aspect to it as well, I believe.
Well, how about Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
it amazes you sometimes, right? Just what a change of scenery can do.
Right. Nathaniel Hackett gets fired, and his second year, Sean Payton comes there to Denver strictly to embarrass him, and you think the guy's career is over with. Then he gets into camp, and he's got this calf injury, and Justin Fields is out there. And even though they'd won, you know, 2 out of 3 games as they were moving along, Mike Tomlin makes his decision like, okay, I think Russell's ready. We're going to put him in. And my gosh, you know, he is just, he's been all the difference for them. He looks like a new guy out there. So you're right. If you're in the right system, right teammates, right head coach, getting the whole team ready, that can make a difference.
I want to ask before we let you go, just, the game is in Minnesota. We know the atmosphere there, with the new Earth. It's not new anymore. It's a new Earth Stadium. We know what challenges that can present. It's an indoor game. I just feel like with the Packers, with the style of play they have, which is pretty suited to all elements, being inside, for a game like this, it seems like it plays well given a lot of the speed they've showcased throughout the year. I've been pleasantly surprised, this year with just how fast they seem, especially on defense. I feel like a turf indoor field this late in the year, it kind of plays into a strength of theirs in a way.
Oh, I fully agree, Jimmy. I think that this is good timing for them. You know, even though they lost to the Lions, they still actually had a lot of production at Ford Field. They just got, they got behind. And that's the biggest thing that they can't do is let Sam Darnold go up by two or three touchdowns again, like the Vikings seem to have done to most of their opponents. The Vikings defense, Brian Flores, is so good at disguising their defenses, and that's, for Jordan Love to have to figure out at the line of scrimmage to what coverage they actually are in. But Christian Watson, wide receiver, bruised a knee on a 14-yard end run on Monday night against the Saints. Now, I believe he didn't practice today. He could go if he's okay. Jair Alexander, though, who's been out with his torn PCL since October 27th in a game against the Jaguars, did not practice today. And LaFleur finally just came out and said, I don't think he's going to be ready for the Vikings game. And someone said, well, why? And he said, because of the knee. So it's like there's not, he won't say much else. Like there's some other behind-the-scenes drama from a guy that they had to suspend last year in terms of behavior. It's just he says, I'm not getting into the medical with it, but just, as a coach, we don't think he's ready. So he practiced yesterday again, but then he was limited today. He practiced last week and I think the week before that, but Jair's not showing the coaches enough from what they're saying to get back on the field right now. And that's a shame.
Mike,
Everybody's thinking.
Sorry, Mike. I just want to say I appreciate your insight here. I know that you had a time to be gone by, so I wanted to make sure you got out in time, but I appreciate the insight from all the coverage you have of Packers Vikings, which I'm sure we'll hear more here on the Civic Media Network here in the lead up to it.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you. Mike Clemens again. He is our Civic Media sports reporter and anchor. You hear him in our news updates all throughout the day on any station in Civic Media. It's amazing. You have a guy like Mike who travels to all these games and he literally goes to all these games. He's in the locker room talking to people. You read the news headlines on, whatever website, a sports website of choice. Some of them are prompted by questions that Mike asks in the locker room and things, which is just a tremendous credit to have someone like him to work with here. Our sports department here, Cardi, is two people strong. It is me and Mike, right? It's the Mike and Jimmy show, right? Mike has by far the harder job. much higher profile job. I appreciate having Mike and all the insights he does because my world is more high school and small college sports, right? I've been broadcasting the WIAC since 2003. I've been doing high school sports a little bit longer than that. That's been my world for most of my career. I've had stints, with other teams and, did stuff with the Badgers for a long time. But my meat and potatoes is kind of the smaller end of things with high school and colleges, the more local things. And Mike has been covering the Bucks, Brewers, Packers for longer than I've been alive, to be honest with you. He's a tremendous, tremendous person to have on to talk sports. And I know that people listening to Civic Media are like, hey, where's all the talk? Where's all the politics or whatever? Well, I'm the sports director here, so this is the contractually mandated sports segment of the program today.
There's some politics in sports, just a little bit,
Yeah, there's a lot of crossover these days and things, but I do appreciate Mike having time to talk to us. Again, that game on Sunday is in Minnesota. It's a 3:25 kickoff, so for those of you who thought it was at noon, it's now later. So if you show up to tailgate at 9 in the morning, well, you've got a six-hour tailgate session. And I'm telling you, man, that is stuff of legends if you can make it 6 hours on a tailgate. But Packers at Vikings this week. The Packers game against the Bears, final week of the year. They won't set times for that until after Monday Night Football. But it's all but certain they're going to be a noon game just because The Packers, I don't think, will have a seed to play for necessarily. Like, I don't know if they can move up or down, but that depends on the results this week. If they have something to play for in terms of moving around, they might move that game to an afternoon start, but there's no win and get in. Packers have clinched. They're in the playoffs. So, you know, they'll play again the week after the Bears. But if you're looking at those game times for the stations on our network that carry it, we don't know anything beyond this Sunday. So 1 o'clock pregame on our stations in the company, WRJN, WRCO, and WCQM. If you're listening on the Civic Media Network, that is where we air the Packers. So great to have a resource like that in the company. Just, hey, I want to talk about the Packers for a second. They got a big game against the Vikings. Let's go to a guy who's literally in the locker room interviewing Jordan Love right now.
That is literally insane.
What a flex that is, you know? But it does go to show you there's a lot of attention and care paid to the various things we do here in the network. You know, whether it's sports, news, politics, we've got it pretty much covered in any angle. And I know, again, these talk shows typically dive heavy into the more important things in our lives, right? Like, people are want to know what's happening in the legislature that's affecting their lives. They want to know about the things happening in their communities. And I believe that the local teams do such a great job of that. And our talk hosts do a great job of highlighting those different things. Me, myself, today on the day after a holiday break, maybe I haven't done enough in terms of getting the word out there about important topics, but I did want to spread some joy. You know, this week is this part of the year, end of the year is all about that. And we've been talking about the random acts of kindness that we've done for others or others have done for us. We've had a couple of just amazing stories shared from different parts of the state by people who have called in. And we want to hear from you the rest of the way till 4 o'clock at 855-75-CIVIC or 855-752-4842. You can also text us, leave a comment. You can send me a tweet or a blue sky. What is a blue sky thing? Message on blue sky, whatever, Facebook, however you want to reach me. I think I still have a live journal. I think I have a MySpace somewhere. You can find me anywhere at Jimmy Cuska, and we'll talk about it. I really enjoy hearing about these things, though, because I think that's something that inspires us all to do more for others. So much fun. All right, we have more Maggie Dawn Show coming up. Coming up at 4 o'clock, Dom Salvia Show right now. We're taking your calls and more next here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Network.